Blog Talk Radio.
Host Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I'm so excited that we are able to get on the air tonight and do what we do every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that is open up the mic so that individuals can call in and have dialogue with me, or let it be a teachable moment, because sometimes I don't have a guest on the show, as I don't tonight. So if you want to call in and chit-chat with me, the number is 1-347-826-7543. Hello to everybody that's in the chat room. We appreciate you hanging out with us every Thursday night. I know that you have been faithful listeners and followers, and I really, really appreciate you. I am excited about the show tonight. I have some fantastic news to share with you about a lot of things that are going on with issues concerning women. But first, I want you to know that the song that you are listening to is called Day by Day. And that's how I try to live my life, day by day. Yesterday is gone forever. Tomorrow is not promised to me. But I'm here. I am in the moment. I love what I do. I have a fantastic time. At this point in time in my life, I am feeling like everything is golden, and I'm very, very excited to come on the air every Thursday and share with you some of the things that mean a lot to me. I am touring this fall, and, you know, if you've been following the show, you know that every fall we go out and we do a couple of cities in the months of September, October, November, and then we shut down the traveling until the following year, because it's just not easy to travel when in bad weather, and I'm driving all over the place. So I try to stay put when the real cold months hit, and usually that's January and February, and sometimes March, just depending on what Mother Nature is doing. So to catch you up on where we are right now with issues concerning women, on this coming Saturday will be our Virginia Beach luncheon. And it's called the Women's Empowerment Luncheon. It's going to be held at the Founders Inn, and it will be at 11:45 in the Swan Terrace Restaurant. Normally in September, we have a whole women's conference, but because of everything that I'm doing right now, I didn't think it would be the proper time to do that. So I just wanted to still get together in September, because September is my month for Virginia Beach. And so I did not want to not have something, but I also did not want to get ahead of myself with some of the new things that are going on and some of the changes that are being made with issues concerning women. So I thought we would have a lunch. We will have a great agenda. We're going to talk about where we are right now as business women. And if any men show up, we'll talk to them about the businessman side as well. So it's open to the public. Anybody can come. We just named it Women's Empowerment Luncheon. And this is our fifth year getting together, so we're really, really excited about that. if you're in Virginia Beach or you're in the surrounding areas and you're going to be available on Saturday, please join us at the Founders Inn, 11:45 a.m. for lunch. We're going to, again, talk about where we are right now and start planning some things for the future with issues concerning women. The thing that I have learned the most, I have a fantastic team of people that I work with, like Dr. Hayward Horton, Ms. Robbins Therapy, Jennifer Hyman, Veronica McMillan. I can go on and on with the people that are on my team and in my corner. If you go to my website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, you actually see a little bit about them. We've been redoing the website. My program and project manager has done an awesome job from changing from what it used to be. That was it was like that for so long, and if you've gone to it before, now go to it again because it's all new, it's all fresh. I love to talk, so you'll see what I mean when you go there. So we're excited about that, about the changes. So please take a moment and go and visit. We're still updating. We're still doing things, but we really want you to be a part of what we're doing. So that's why I'm sharing that with you as well. If you have any questions about everything that's going on with issues concerning women, please give me a call after the show. If you don't want to call tonight, and the number is 757-567-6734. I'm always available to talk to you. Even if I don't answer the call, I would definitely call you back. And for those that I have not talked to this week who have reached out to me, I want you to know that I'm getting to it, and I'm making phone calls tonight right after the show. So just hang in there. We're going to get to you as soon as possible. I love what I do. I am about my business, and I want it to be a successful business, but I know I can't do it alone, and that's why I have this fantastic team behind me. They all have their own individual businesses, but they're all there for me to help me to continue to do the things that I do in the community. On Sunday, September the 15th, we will be at 5606A, Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 201 for the Sisters Network Support Meeting. Now, if you don't know what Sisters Network is, Sisters Network is an organization that supports women who are cancer survivors and non-cancer survivors. So if, and I know probably everybody knows somebody who's had some form of cancer, we are there to support them, to give them out information. But this coming Sunday is going to be awesome because we're going to have a doctor in the house to answer your questions. And also to let you know all about the network and what we're doing in Hampton Roads. This is a new division of Sisters Network, so we want you to come out and support the sisters that you know or family members or anybody that you know that has cancer. Cancer has touched probably all of our lives in some form or another because you know somebody that's had it or somebody who's had a scare. Like myself, I had to go back for, I had a mammogram, and then I had to go back for another one, and they didn't find anything the second time, and I thank God for that, and I'm always, always, always mindful that it could be me, and I just want to give back to the community, and this is my way of helping out, being a support system to Sisters Network. I am the actual recording secretary for this year. So I'm excited. So if you would like more information about Sisters Network, if you know somebody who needs a support system, you can call me or email me as well. Probably email me for those that don't live in Hampton Roads because I have information for probably almost every state. So if you know somebody who's going through something or people that need free mammograms, please, please don't hesitate to send me an email, and we will definitely find out what's available in your city and state and get you the help that you need. Or if you know of someone that needs it, then we can pass the information on to them. That's why I do the radio show, because I get the opportunity to not only share with Hampton Roads, but I get to share all over the world. I have people from Russia. I have people from China. I have people from India that listen to my show, which is an awesome, awesome blessing, and I thank God for it. So that's this week. And then in October, we are having the Entrepreneur Explosion. I'm telling you guys, this is going to be a fantastic event. You can go to my Facebook page, Francine Humphrey, go to my events, and you'll see it there. We're having workshops and speakers, and we may even have a panel if time permits. It's a two-day event. It's October the 18th and 19th, 2013. It's going to be in Virginia Beach. And again, go to the website. You can also go to my WordPress page and get more details. And it is entrepreneurship2013.wordpress.com. So if you can't find it, just go to the Facebook page or you can send me another email about that. I am just thrilled that everything that is happening is just fantastic. So many things are going on. I just can't tell you everything in the 30-minute show because I'll take up all the time and I won't get a chance to do any training tonight. So don't want to do that. But then in November, on November the 8th, I will be in Richmond, Virginia, speaking at a fantastic conference for women. We know that in the winter months, women tend to, and men too, you get depressed, you get a little bit of anxiety because of the holidays and, work schedules and everything that's going on. And we wanted to take this opportunity to do something for those people that are having issues, and our target audience will be people who are going through anxiety, depression, stress. We want you to have a better life, a fantastic life. We're going to be there to give you great information. And next week when I come on, I will give you all the full details because we're still working on that. Rebecca Pierce from Richmond, Virginia is going to head it up because she's there. She's a fantastic author and a playwright. She has a new play coming out, so you can check her out on Facebook as well. So, I think I'm giving you all the updates about upcoming events. I have little things in between, and I'll fill you in as those come along. I don't want to overwhelm you with those kind of things. But tonight, I do want to talk about making the choice to make some changes in your life, and that will be our topic tonight, making some changes in your life and knowing who you are and what you want to do. I actually had some fantastic meetings today, and we talked about our goals and how to set them. And sometimes it gets a little daunting, but I can tell you, just make sure that you're doing something towards the things that you want to accomplish this year. Guys, this year is just flying by. It's already September. 13th will be tomorrow. We want to also give our thanks to the men and women, the first responders from 9/11, also to those families that are still grieving for their loved ones who lost their lives. We don't want to overlook them. It was a tragedy, and the years have just flown by, but we will never, ever forget that devastating morning. I just know that it still saddens me when I have to look at the pictures and see, you know, the things that can happen when those people who don't see the value in human life. It really, really resonates with me. It really touches me emotionally. And I just have to say that we're still always praying for those in any of the military families out there that are listening tonight. We appreciate you, and we also appreciate your loved ones for their sacrifices that they're making for us. And we definitely want all of these things to end that are not good for America. So we hope and pray that everything goes well in the coming weeks. We know that we're faced with so many other challenges coming, and we just know that we have to stay in prayer, that we have to uplift the government. And even though we may not agree with everything that they do, we still have to pray for them as well, that they make good decisions for our people. So let's talk a little bit about changes. If you have your paper and pencil handy, I just want to give you a few pointers tonight about making change. And we know that change is hard. We also know that if you are continuing to do the things that you've always done, it's going to be hard for you to change because things that we do become habits. They say that it takes 21 days to change a habit. It probably takes longer than that. They say that it takes somebody 7 times to hear something and to fully understand it. It probably takes longer than that. So we have to be realistic. But we know that change can happen. We also know that we have to be positive in everything that we do. And negative thoughts are going to come into our minds. We know that we are human beings. But we also know that we have to fight off all that negativity. We have to stay on a level playing field, which sometimes is really hard, and especially when you have a lot going on. So don't be afraid to challenge yourself when you're feeling that you're kind of stuck in a rut and you just don't know what to do. I have been working on an awesome program for business owners and leaders, and it's called Step Forward with a Real Business Owner and Business Leader Stand Up. There used to be this program that would come on, and it was 3 people would give their name. So if it was my name, they would all say, hi, I'm Francine Humphrey. And each person would say that. And you had to figure out who was the imposter. And so they had a panel of 3 or 4 people that would ask questions and try to figure out who was not the real person that they said that they were. And most of the time, it would be so funny because it was really hard for them to figure out who was not the real person. And so I was thinking about that, and that's when I came up with the concept of business owner and business leader Step Forward, because there are a lot of imposters out there. There are a lot of people that say they're for making changes in the world and they want to help people, but there's a lot of people that just want to make money. There's nothing wrong with me making money. I make money. You make money. All God's children make money, but we just want to be sure that business owners are who they say they are. Business leaders are who they say they are. Sometimes we still get fooled and we get drawn into different situations, but I just know that what my gift is and what my calling is, and so that I try to be as authentic and as genuine as I can be. And I won't speak much on that. I just let other people speak on it about me and for me. So going back to change is hard, we know that we are living in a time where we have to be ready to change. We have to be ready to move forward, step forward. We have to be able and ready to lean forward if that's what we need to do to get where we want to go and do the things that we want to do. We know that it's hard when you're trying to run a business or make changes in your career. Why? Because we're not always certain that the things that we do are going to be positive or be a good fit for us. So sometimes we hold back and we don't do anything. But I can tell you, and what I tell my clients and the students that I work with, is the worst thing you can do is to do nothing. That's the worst thing you can do. Why? Because if you do nothing, nothing's going to happen. So you have to be ready to change your mindset and to make some things happen for you. Let's say that you're really, really excited about starting that new business, but you just don't know where to go and who to talk to. I encourage you to find someone in your area that is doing what you want to do and talk to that person. Tell everybody that you meet what you're doing. I truly believe in networking. I truly believe in talking to people about what I want, because you never know who's going to be listening, who's in earshot, and who can give you some great information. Perfect example of that was Saturday I was at a fundraiser, and a lady was sitting behind me, and she happened to mention that she was a breast cancer survivor. So immediately my ears perked up, because that's one of my causes this year. So I turned around and gave her one of the cards for the event on Sunday. And she was excited, of course, to know that there was a support system in Virginia Beach. She had lots of questions. She was like, come sit with me. Don't know the lady, and never met her before, but we had a great, maybe 5 or 10 minute conversation about herself and her survivorship. She is a breast cancer survivor. And it was just what we need to do. And we need to be always listening. Sometimes we need to not be talking. I know I can talk, but sometimes we need to be listening and listen when someone around you is offering information that you can use to help them and not just for your own gain, but to help somebody else. So that was really refreshing for me and rewarding as well, because I hope that she will show up on Sunday. We're excited about everything that we do here at Issues Concerning Women, but the one thing that I love the most is the teaching moments that I have when I'm on the radio or if I'm in a workshop. So tonight we're talking about changing your mind, having that mindset that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. So there is this little exercise that I found that I think would help some of you who are having a hard time trying to just move forward or step forward into that business position or into that career that you really want. The principles that I use for my life and for my business are geared towards business, career, and relationships. And that's why my organization, Issues Concerning Women, is such a broad organization, because I can choose what topics that I want to talk about. So tonight we're talking about changing your mind and changing your mindset. Let's look at actually where we are and try to think of how much happier you would be, or how to actually plan the things that you want to do that are going to bring you joy. Because you know happiness can fade away, but things that are going to bring you joy, what is it that you really want? So what we're asking right here for you to do is, if you have your pencil and paper, just write down some of the things that you are feeling about your business or about your career or about your relationship. Why do I ask you to do that? Because I do that quite often. Because once you put it out into the atmosphere, we know about the law of attraction. If you are putting positive things out, positive things are going to come back in. You put negative things out, negative things are going to come back in. So we want to encourage you to put those positive things out into the atmosphere. And by writing them down, there's no longer a thought. Now they are actually a desire, because now you've taken it from the mindset to actually put it on paper to really see that this is something that you desire. You made a decision that this is what you want to do, which is fantastic. I know that when we do these little exercises, sometimes they take a little bit longer than we anticipate, because I also want you to list things that are important to you. They don't have to be in any certain order, but just list what's important to you. And you're going to be as honest as you can be. Nobody will see the list but you. So whatever it is that you want and desire and value in life, is just health, family, relationships, if you're trying to buy a new car, if you want a Maserati, whatever you want, write that down. And it's no particular order. It's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just a part of the exercise, just to see where your values are and the things that you want to do. Also, you need to figure out how can you accomplish these things. So if you have 10 things on your list, when can you start preparing to reach the goals that you put down? Will it cost you money to do what you need to do? And when is the ending date? I talk about there's power in a plan. And the reason why I do that, because I know that these are the principles that I live by. If I want something, if it's a new car or anything of that nature, and these are material things, but if I want a new client, I write that down. What client am I looking for? Who am I looking for? How long should it take me to reach that client? What do I have to offer them that's of value to them? So it can work for your business as well. You just have to fit it to be something that works for you. Let's say you want a more healthier relationship. You want to be the person that you know that you can be, and you have not been that good friend to some of your friends and associates, and you want to turn that thing around. You've been going through some things, and now you're clear, and your mind is clear, and you're ready to move forward in relationships. Put that down. Put that down, because it's important that our relationships be healthy as well. If you're in negative relationships all the time, you're only going to attract negative people. So we know all these things that I'm telling you. It's nothing new that I'm telling you, but it just makes sense when we write them down. When we're thinking about the holidays, we sometimes, as I stated earlier, we can get depressed. But please try for this year to make your goals attainable, and that way you won't have so much anxiety about what's happening and how you're going to reach the goals. Look at where you are right now. Look at the things that you can do to make it better for you and your family. It's all about you right now and the things that you want. So if you want that fantastic business, if you want to move up the corporate ladder to a new career, if you want to build better relationships, then you can do that. And it all starts with changing your mind. And that's why I wanted to do this segment tonight. And I know that when I come on, I try to give as much information as I can without overwhelming you. So I just want you to think about, how did you get to where you are right now? So why are you here? And what is it that you can do to move you forward? We talk a lot about our purpose and about our plans and about the things that we want to do. If you're not in a good place right now, because we don't have happiness and, you know, we're not tiptoeing through the tubes every day. Sometimes we're going through some things that we have to decide, you know what, enough of that. I need to move forward. I need to change my mind. I need to start thinking more clearly. I need to know where I'm going. I need to have some kind of balance in my life. I am here to help you with that. I'm also available by email. I'm going to give you my email address before I hang up. If you just want to ask me a question about some of the things that we talked about tonight, that is good. The second thing I want to think about is, how do you come across to others? Because that's going to help you to be able to change your mindset, to change the things that are not working for you. So if you're a negative Nelly and you're wondering why people are staying away from you, you have to really look at that. And you also have to know is that you are radiating out right now, whether it's positive or negative. Why are you doing that? What is going on with you that you need to really, really look at yourself in the mirror and say, how did I get here? How am I going to change these things that I'm going through? And especially if you're having a hard time right now, work on those areas that are important to you. Now, the reason why I told you to write the list is now that you're starting to ask yourself questions, go back and look at your list and see if what you are feeling is actually what you wrote down on your paper. What are your God-given gifts? Because we have to know that as well. So what are your values? What are your gifts? And what do you need to do to make you a better you? Because I don't want to change you. I just want you to be a better you. I just want you to have joy in your life. I just want you to think about where you're going and how you're going to get there. I also want you to, once you write them down, the values and the things that you want, I want you to go back over the list, just shut the book, turn the paper over, and just think about the things that you wrote down. Let them sink in. Let them resonate with you. Figure out what it is that you really want. Are you passionate about? Then maybe tomorrow or the next day when you have some free time to yourself, go back and look at the list again. And now I want you to start to put the values into place where they are most important to you. So if you want to start that business, then that should be up top. If you're married and you want to work on your relationship with your husband, of course that should be above anything because that's family and that's the most important thing. If you're wanting to climb the corporate ladder, how are you going to do that? What's important to you? What do you need to do that? If you have outside relationships that you need to mend or you need to walk away from, do that as well. So I've gave you a lot to think about tonight. As always, I am excited about you listening to the show every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tell somebody about the show. Please come back next week. We have a special guest, and we are going to just continue to give you information and knowledge that's going to help you be your best you. Thank you so much. I am very, very happy to be with you every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for the ladies and gentlemen in the chat room. I look forward to your questions and that you have posted on my message board. I will be back next Thursday night. God bless you all. Have a fantastic week, and I look forward to speaking with you then. Bye-bye.